Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Axis Mundi.
Welcome to One Nation Indivisible. I'm Andrew L. Seidel, a constitutional attorney and the author of The Founding Myth and American Crusade. This is a podcast about religion, the law, and the battle for America's soul. We'll be separating church and state, defending freedom and equality, and fighting Christian nationalism. If you haven't already, sign up for our weekly bonus content and ad-free listening at accessmundi.us. LFG, folks. Bob from Chicago, da Pope, da Bears. Da Pope is Pope Bob from Chicago. I am recording just after we got news of Pope Bob, and the internet is being the internet. The takes are hot and fast, and MAGA are melting down because this Pope has tweeted at J.D. Vance. It's all fun. Love it. Happy that people are finding joy in this. As I explained in an earlier episode, I'll judge someone claiming to be the moral conscience of more than a billion people by how they use the power that they hold and have to hold accountable to the law those adults who rape children. Defrocking, moving somebody to another job where there's fewer people to a less populous locale, those are not solutions. And they evade justice in the name of God. And if any of you listening had the power to stop such atrocities, I trust you would. Those who have that power and don't use it are unworthy of the title moral leader. So time will tell on this Pope. I'm also feeling my feels this week because I am so sad that the Righteous Gemstones is over. What a hilarious show. If you've not seen it, it's on HBO. Go watch it. It's so funny. I'm also not entirely comfortable with the crush that I had on Judy and Amber Gemstone, but I can deal with that one in therapy. You are, however, hearing this on Tuesday, and that's kind of stale news. We're going to look at a few other things. There's a couple news stories that stood out to me that I think people might have missed one of the most salient threads running through some of those news stories. We're going to look at those, and then I'm going to do some cleanup on some other things that I've not touched on because of all of the cases that the Supreme Court has been hearing. So today we're going to look a little bit at the white in white Christian nationalism. Spring appears to have finally sprung in the upper Midwest. The weather is nice here in Wisconsin, and everybody is outside, including the racists. In Rochester, Minnesota, a white woman named Shiloh Hendricks was at a playground slinging her 1, maybe 2-year-old on her hip and just utterly losing her shit on video. She admits on video to calling a 5-year-old autistic child the N-word. She uses the N-word at the person filming the video, throws up her middle finger, which if you've listened to this podcast, you know I have no problem saying fuck or flipping people off. guess you can't get that latter part from an audio medium. But Shiloh Hendricks, unabashed racism. And I'm not going to play that video. I'm sure you've seen it. I'm sure you can find it. But I want to talk about the white and white Christian nationalism and show you how it's relevant to what happened there. Because it's not always obvious. And I get pushback from a lot of old white atheists all the time about using the phrase white Christian nationalism instead of just Christian nationalism. There are folks who think that the two things, white supremacy and Christian nationalism, are not inextricably linked. But they are. It's just that sometimes you have to look a little deeper. American Christianity has a very deep strain of racism running through it. You just have to scratch the surface a little bit to understand. So let's look a little bit deeper. Let's look at what happened next. Not the viral video itself, but what happened next. The racist bigot Hendricks took her infamy to the fundraising website Give, Send, Go. At the time I'm recording this, she's raised $750,000. I looked through some of the donations. Some of the donation names are very clearly racist. Some of the comments are very clearly supporting this open racism. And I didn't see any donations that were not anonymous. In other words, all the donations I saw were anonymous. And sadly, racists raising money by saying and doing publicly what many white supremacists only dream of doing as they tap away at their keyboards is nothing new. Kyle Rittenhouse, the white 17-year-old boy from Illinois who drove to Kenosha, Wisconsin with a semi-automatic rifle to oppose BLM protesters, demonstrating against the systemic racism and the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who they shot 7 times in the back. Kyle rolls into Kenosha with his semi-automatic rifle from Chicago, and he shoots 3 people. He kills Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber, and then he raises more than $360,000 when I had first reported on this for Religion Dispatches. And he has since created another fundraiser and done another $250,000 on Give, Send, Go. Daniel Penny murdered a black man on a subway in New York, choking him to death, and raised more than $3.3 million for his defense on Give, Send, Go. So all 3 of these, Penny, Rittenhouse, and Hendricks, used that same platform. And Give, Send, Go is a, quote, Christian crowdfunding site. And it has defended hosting these fundraisers by saying, as they did for Rittenhouse, quote, everything we do and what our platform delivers is Christ-centered. So I guess the old biblical line about through Christ all things are possible includes fundraising for white supremacists and murderers.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
In a recent interview about Shiloh Hendricks, the founder of the site, said, quote, our mission is to share the hope of Jesus through crowdfunding. He also said that his company's prayer team, they have a prayer team, has been in touch with Hendricks and that he planned to personally connect. I bet he did. And it's important to note that a lot of these fundraisers were attempted on the more mainstream platforms, on some of the other places where you typically see these, like GoFundMe, and they get kicked off. But they can count on this Christian crowdfunding site to do that. And the other big group of people that depended on this site to crowdfund their infamy were the January 6th insurrectionists. Nearly all of them hosted their fundraisers on Give, Send, Go, the Christian crowdfunding site. It's really the Christian nationalist crowdfunding site. There's another story that gets at the white in white Christian nationalism. My friend and colleague Catherine Stewart wrote about this brilliantly for The New Republic. You can find the link in the show notes. Stewart observed the hypocrisy of Trump's anti-Christian bias task force meeting, and then the next week, the fact that this happened. I'm going to quote her here. Quote, "As the Reverend William Barber and other faith leaders opposed to Republican budget cuts gathered to pray at the Capitol Rotunda, they were swiftly surrounded by Capitol police officers, one wearing a crime scene vest. The press was expelled from the building, and the pastors were arrested." Okay. As I'm sure you all know, William Barber is a black clergyman, the leader of the Poor People's Campaign. And he's arrested in the U.S. Capitol for a peaceful, very Christian, in the sense of having prayers and singing hymns, protest. Stewart continues, "You would think that a task force concerned with anti-Christian bias would take an interest, but the administration appears to have nothing to say. The problem for the Reverend Barber and his fellow pastors is that they would seem to be the wrong kind of Christians. Right-wing pastor Sean Foyt has, quote, filled the U.S. Rotunda, Capitol Rotunda, with worship time and time again in the last 4 years, in his own words. And yet he has never been arrested or detained. He, apparently, is the right kind of Christian." And Stewart here is absolutely correct. Barber is not a Christian nationalist. He's a Christian against Christian nationalism. In fact, he's a black Christian against white Christian nationalism. And those are two very salient differences and explain the differential treatment here. He's the wrong kind of Christian and he's the wrong color. That's why this isn't an issue of anti-Christian bias for the Trump administration. And here's how Catherine Stewart sums it up. Quote, "The public has little difficulty in figuring out the real message, too, that there is one group in America that is authentically American and deserving of rights and privileges. The autocrat in power will defend them and their tribe against all others who fail to conform. If those others step out of line, they will be punished, no matter what the law and the Constitution says." And this is an accurate summation of white Christian nationalism. It exists to privilege the chosen few at the expense of everybody else. And the chosen few are the straight, white, conservative, heterosexual, Christian, cisgender men. Everybody else is a second-class citizen. Everybody else's rights can be trampled by the chosen few. And I do want to point out here that there are plenty of Christians against Christian nationalism, and I value their allyship in this fight. We're not going to beat Christian nationalism without a lot of Christians lining up alongside of us. It's just not going to happen. The math just does not work on that. I do disagree when people say that Christian nationalism is not Christian. It's not a good version of Christianity, but there are plenty of bad versions of Christianity, as American history shows. And it's not necessarily for me, an atheist, to define the barriers and boundaries of Christianity. In the God and Country documentary that I appeared in, it's based on Catherine Stewart's book, Reverend Barber closed out that movie with, he had the last word. At the very end, in the last words of the documentary, Reverend Barber says, quote, "Christianity at its best, committed to love and truth and justice, has and always will be a powerful force. When the church has been at its best, it protects people regardless of their race, their creed, or their sexuality." Now, in that quote, he doesn't say that Christian nationalism is not Christian, though he does make that point elsewhere. He's saying that Christian nationalism is not the best iteration of Christianity. It's not Christianity at its best. And that is a subtle nuance, but a very important one, and certainly one that I can get behind. And I'll just add that Catherine Stewart is brilliant, and she's definitely going to be on a new episode soon. I've got her latest bestseller, Money, Lies, and God, in my TBR pile. And I need to read it first before I can have her on. I've been doing some serious escapism reading lately, so it may be a little bit before we organize that call. I'm doing Christopher Paolini's Inheritance Cycle, the latest book in that, which I didn't realize there was a new one, but those are like bricks, cinder blocks. Anyway, there's yet another story that I want to touch on that gets to the white and white Christian nationalism. And again, you got to scratch a little bit below the surface. Lily Gaddis is a Christian trad wife influencer, and we're going to do a whole episode on trad wife someday. But you do have to understand them just a little bit to understand this next story. Tradwife, meaning traditional wife, it's a movement that is on social media. And it preys on women using a very specific aesthetic. It's natalist. It's Christian. Emily Amick, Emily in Your Phone, has been covering it for a while. And I liked the way that she explained it in one of her pieces on her Substack. She said, "The tradwife movement is more than just eye-catching images of open land, barefoot kids, chickens, and sourdough perfectly cultivated for an Instagram grid. It's a cultural movement to influence young women to willingly check out of the workforce and give up their rights and agency. The tradwife movement is about lulling women into submission by lying to them with beautiful aspirational images." And I think that is a damn good summary of the tradwife movement. Now, Lily Gaddis was all over social media, Instagram, TikTok, and reportedly lost her day job last year for saying the N-word in a video. Starting with a woman saying an N-word a couple times, coming back to a woman saying an N-word. And at the time, Amanda Marcotte reported on Gaddis for Salon. And here is what Marcotte wrote. Quote, "This might not seem like a natural fit at first, but in truth, enjoying the sexist fantasy of a traditional housewife primes a viewer to be more open to white supremacist and other far-right views. The audience for this content can be persuaded that the reason they don't have a sexy housewife of their very own is because of feminists and big government liberals. White nationalists push the Great Replacement conspiracy theory, which falsely claims that Jews and Democrats are secretly scheming to replace white Christian Americans with immigrants and people of color." White Christian Americans. Continuing with Marcotte, "Part of this theory involves accusations that the conspirators are suppressing the white birth rate by tricking white women into working and having fewer babies. Sexy girls baking cookies is the bait, but the trap is turning viewers into full-blown white Christian nationalists." Thank you, Amanda Marcotte. Now, Gaddis made some money off of being canceled. And she, you know, took to these other sort of parallel social media structures. She's still active on X. I think she's got a couple hundred thousand followers over there. And she recently appeared on Piers Morgan's show. Yes, apparently Piers Morgan also still has a show. I did not know this. To defend Shiloh Hendricks, the Minnesota middle finger throwing, N-word dropping racist bigot. And here is Gaddis herself admitting on the air to being an open racist and to using the N-word, quote, whenever she feels like it.
Speech, and you cannot have free speech in a country.
No, that's fine. You can support free speech, but you also have to be accountable for what you say. She is, I mean, would you use the N-word out of interest?
Yes.
You would?
Mm-hmm. I do, quite frankly.
You use the N-word quite frequently. Well, why? Other than the fact you're a despicable racist. Are you?
Some would say I am. I guess according to the ADL, I'm a white supremacist. I'm a neo-Nazi.
But if you use the N-word repeatedly, you are a racist then, are you?
I'll embrace that. If that means forwarding, helping white people achieve freedom of speech, real freedom of speech, which, by the way, Shiloh Hendricks is being attacked on all fronts. They're trying to bring legal charges against her. They're trying to get her children taken away. So you were saying Carmelo Anthony, it doesn't matter. That's a different
thing. Sorry, but just to be clear, you just said to me you use the N-word regularly. In what context? Do you use it with black people?
Yes, if it's appropriate.
When would it be appropriate to use the N-word? When would it be appropriate?
Anytime I feel like it.
It's appropriate whenever she feels like it. her Christianity doesn't actually come across in that particular clip, but she's made her career out of being this Christian trad wife influencer. And if you keep watching that Piers Morgan show, again, who knew he was still on the air, she eventually gets her Christianity in.
Now, what a real racist is, in my opinion, is seeing someone as less human. I'm a Christian. I believe everyone's created in God's image. So I don't see anyone as less human. But that doesn't mean I'm not allowed to have a preference and say, I don't like what happens to be coming out of this community or that community.
I'm a Christian. I believe everyone is created in God's image. I just have a preference. And my preference is based on skin color, and it's really more of a deep-seated and yet entirely unfounded belief in the superiority of people who look like me, said the self-professed racist. Thanks for listening to the free version of today's episode. To get the whole conversation, unfiltered and unfettered, sign up at accessmundi.us. Costs less than that latte you bought on the way to work, and I am just as delicious. Signing up also gets you premium content from Straight White American Jesus and other Access Mundi shows. Try it. You can always change your mind because life is too good to waste on bad ideas. This has been One Nation Indivisible. I'm Andrew Seidel. Until next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.